tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And the sports department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch. And Brian, we're set for a dandy game here this evening for Recovery in St. Henry. And we did win the junior varsity game tonight.
Yeah, an exciting finish for the JV team as Kobe Wendell hits a three, probably about 10 seconds left. And hopefully that sets the tone, and it should be a great one here tonight as we kick off with our rival St. Henry. So,
well, we hope so indeed, as the two teams have been introduced. So who's going to start here for the Indians?
Coach Milton's traditional lineup he's been going with, lone senior Grant Kanapke, and then the rest are juniors. We got Regan Martin, Derek Judy, Clay Schmidt, and Brian Benn in the middle.
So we're set to go, jumping for the Fort Recovery. Well, jumping first of all for St. Henry's Matt Berkey. He's a big dude, isn't he?
That is a mountain right there.
Clay Smith for Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery gets the tap, and here we go. We're underway with the basketballs. Grant Kanapke out front. I'm Rob Weaver, along with Brian Patch from St. Henry tonight. The St. Henry Redskins, the Fort Recovery Indians. On the left is Derek Judy, back outside to Grant Kanapke. Back to Judy on the left. Judy dribbling the basketball to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke hands it off over on the right to Regan Martin. Martin now will pass inside to Clay Smith. And it's thrown away and picked up by St. Henry. Ben Evers came up with the basketball. And you say St. Henry might be absent some guys tonight, huh?
Yeah, I know they have the Link kid is out, who's one of their leading scorers, and they had another kid in the booth. So
as they shot up and in, they're going to count it. Berkey hitting the basket. Matt Berkey, you make it 2-0. St. Henry in the lead over Fort Recovery. And there's a foul call on the play. That's going to be whistled on Fort Recovery's
Brian Benn.
Brian Benn gets his first foul. And there's two big guys battling each other right there, Brian Benn and Matt Berkey.
Definitely two big fellas right there.
Berkey hits the free throw to make it 3-0. Regan Martin out top to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke dribbling the ball in the lane. Has it stripped away. Stolen by Casey Bruning. He comes down, puts it up no good, and a foul's going to be called, I think, on Clay Smith.
Yeah, not a great start for the Indians here.
Bruning, is it? Brenning? Bruning?
Could be Bruning.
At the line is Casey Bruning. He puts it up, and he missed it off the back of the rim. He will have one more.
Kind of like one of those Ohio things where it's Stammen and Stamen all at the same time, you know?
Yes. And this one is good. He got one of two. So Casey Bruning hits the free throw to make it 4-0. And here's Fort Recovery with the ball. Clay Smith to the right side. He'll spin, turn, drive, and miss. Shot is kind of a wild shot, and Bruning comes down with the rebound. On the left side, it goes to Ben Evers. Evers passes off underneath, driving and laying it up and in is Riley Link, and not a good start for the Indians. As we are behind here 6-0 right off the bat, Brian.
Yeah, and they just seem a little more aggressive and taking it to us here to start.
Timeout's called by Jim Melton of Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment right after we pause for this.
Need to operate worry-free on terrain where other machines just won't cut it? Kubota SVL Series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs that require extra traction and stability. They're highly maneuverable, have best-in-class bucket breakout force, and a large assortment of available attachments. Right now, take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 48 months on a Kubota SVL track loader. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, by the way, is Cal Pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery and also in nearby Versailles and in Union City, Indiana. Shots no good by the Indians. Rebound comes to St. Henry. We still have not hit the scoreboard. Out front with the basketball is Ben Evers for St. Henry. Over on the right side, and there's timeout called by St. Henry now. St. Henry calls timeout, so we'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kobe Wendell hit a three-point shot right at the end to give Fort Recovery the win in the junior varsity game, 32-31 tonight. Kobe's biggest shot of the night, huh?
Most definitely for him, yeah.
So Fort Recovery in a zone defense here. St. Henry having some difficulty with it. Moving to the right side is Bruning. He will pass into the corner, cross-court pass, left side, three-pointers, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry as Riley Link missed that shot. Now underneath, and there's a ball stolen away by Fort Recovery. Coming up with the basketball there for the Indians was Gavin Tobey. And here is a Fort Recovery's Ryan Post with it, passing over the right side. There's Grant Kanapke back out to Post. Post in the between the circles. He'll hand over to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke to Regan Martin. Martin feeds underneath to Clay Spitz, up and good. There's your first basket of the night. Clay Spitz scoring for Fort Recovery to make it 6-2. We're back to within 4 points on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter, and they're going to call Bruning for turning the ball over. Turnover for St. Henry. Got a couple of subs coming in for the Redskins. Right now, the Indians have Regan Martin, Grant Kanapke, Clay Smiths, along with Riley Post and Gavin Tobey in the lineup. And there's a foul called on Bruning. No, it's on Evers, Ben Evers. Ben Evers gets called for the foul. Fort Recovery will have the ball in. Grant Kanapke to Riley Post. On the left side to Gavin Tobey. Back out top to Regan Martin. Martin feeds on the right to Grant Kanapke. Now down along the lane. There's Riley Post. He'll back it up. Or I should say Ryan Post, sorry. Regan Martin over to Grant Kanapke. On the left to Gavin Tobey. Now back out top. There's Regan Martin with it. Over to Ryan Post. Post will pass on the right to Grant Kanapke. Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Inside, there's Clay Smith. He'll dribble, stop, spins, goes, and misses. And there's going to be a foul call before the shot, according to the official. So the Indians will have the ball out of bounds. 6-2 the score on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Not much scoring here in the first quarter. We're 4-14 in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Right side to Grant Kanapke. He'll dribble, pass back to Regan Martin. Martin goes down the right of the lane, feeds off to Clay Smith. Three-point shot short. Rebound comes down to St. Henry, to Bennett Gels for St. Henry. And here come the Redskins. They lead 6-2 in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Right side it goes. With the ball there is Carter Ontrop. Ontrop gets over to Ben Evers, and Evers hits a layup right underneath. Well, that's what we don't like to do, Brian, is give him those easy shots.
Yeah, that was a great move by Ben Evers right there to create his little easy shot for himself.
There's Regan Martin driving in, and he's called for a charge. As hitting the deck there for St. Henry was Carter Ontrop. So that's a turnover for the Indians. Here comes Brian Benn back in. Cale Ramble comes in. Regan Martin goes out, and Clay Spitz will go out for the Indians.
For a 9-8 Redskin team, they're definitely the more aggressive team here tonight against the 13-3 Indians.
8-2 is the score. St. Henry on top in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. 3:20 to go in the quarter. Inside, turning, firing, and hitting. Matt Berkey connects, giving him 5 points on the night. And it's 10-2 now. Redskins with the early lead here. Hard to beat the Redskins when you give them a lead at home like this. Here's Ryan Post hitting a basket, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. So Ryan will be at the free throw line. He could bring the score down to 10-5. Here comes Clay Spitz back in the lineup for the Indians, and leaving will be Brian Benn. So the Indians have Gavin Toby, Clay Spitz, Ryan Post, Grant Kanapke, and Kale Rammel in the lineup. Free throws up, and it is good. Ryan Post makes it 10-5. Post with three on the night. 2 minutes and 59 seconds to go in the first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has all kinds of handicapped medical equipment in the Handicapped Medical Equipment Center at the Cal Pharmacy location in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. There's a shot by Berkey, no good. Got his rebound, no good. Rebound comes down, and there's an injury on the play as Clay Smith's got plowed down by Berkey, and no call.
That looks like, the Berkey kid, when he made that move, he swung his elbow and led with his elbow on that kind of a spin move inside. I would think that would have to be an offensive foul.
Was not called, though, by the official.
Because that's how Clay ended up on the ground like that.
Casey Bruning will toss it in here for St. Henry over in the corner. Shots fired up and no good. Rebound comes down, back up, and no good, in and out. And a foul's on St. Henry. Berkey over the back. No, it's not Berkey. It is Bennett Gales. Bennett Gales over the back. 10-5 score. Indians have the ball, trailing by five with 2:34 to go here in the first quarter of play from St. Henry High School. Right side, Ryan Post over to Grant Kanapke. Grant dribbling the ball towards the top of the key. Passes off to K.O. Rammel. Rammel goes to Brian Benn. Turns, looks at the basket, doesn't shoot it. Back out to Ryan Post. On the left, there's K.O. Rammel going in. Stops. Feeds back outside to Ryan Post. Post in, fires, misses. Rebound, Brian Benn back up and no good. And a foul's going to be called. Or is it a jump ball? Jump ball's going to be called. Berkey creating the jump ball for St. Henry. Here comes Derek Judy back in, and Ryan Post will go out. Here comes Regan Martin back in, and Kale Ramble will go out. Again in sectional basketball tonight over in Indiana, it was Taylor beating Blackford 57-39, and Winchester beat Jay County 52-35 in girls basketball sectional games tonight. Inside is Berkey, back outside, and fouls on Fort Recovery. I think it's on Derek Judy.
Coach Milton is kind of in wonder how that foul was called.
So tossing the ball in here will be Casey Bruning. Comes in to Riley Link. He'll fire and hit. He's the kid. Riley Link is the kid that had turned his ankle. They thought he might not play tonight, but he is in there, obviously.
As I say, we got some bad intel there, Rob.
And here is a foul called on St. Henry. Bennett Gales picks up his second foul. So Fort Recovery has the ball out of bounds on the far sideline over there. It's Regan Martin tossing it in. Comes into Brian Benn, back to Regan. Derek Judy with the basketball, right side to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke dribbling, passing over to Derek Judy, inside to Brian Benn. Benn back outside to Judy, he'll fire and hit. Derek Judy on a three. Way to go, Derek.
That was a much-needed basket for the Indians.
Makes it 12-8. Indians only down by four with a minute 19 to go in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Inside up and no good. Rebound, Brian Benn of Fort Recovery. Missing a point-blank shot was Carter Ontrop. He was right there underneath and couldn't get it to go down. Derek Judy back outside. Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. That's Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Here's Brian Benn getting a rebound basket after a missed shot by Derek Judy. So Brian Benn gets the offensive rebound. It's 12-10. We're only down by two now. As close as we have been since early on. 37 seconds left in the first quarter. St. Henry with the basketball. There's a shot fired up by Link, and by Ontrop. Ontrop hits it from about the free throw line, I should say. And it's 14-10. St. Henry now leads by four. And Fort Recovery with the ball with 17 seconds remaining. Indians will probably take the last shot, Brian.
Yeah, it looks like we have a double high screen coming up here for Derek. So
Derek Judy at the top of the key, drives down the lane, feeds in the corner to Regan Martin. Yes! Regan Martin connects on a three-point basket. And that makes it 14-13 at the break. Regan Martin on a three, our second three of the night. Derek Judy had the other one. And the first quarter comes to an end. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is open until 7 o'clock on weeknights. And then they're open until 6 on Friday nights as well. But the rest of the weeknights are open until 7 for your convenience. That's Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the second quarter in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Cal Pharmacy is celebrating with special Tuesday events. Discounted lipid panel blood test starting at 8 a.m. on February 4th, 11th, and 25th. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Appointments are required, so call Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 419-375-2092 to register. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, fall camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
Action back in here. Fort Recovery with the basketball to start the second quarter. Regan Martin out to Derek Judy. 14-13, St. Henry by one, but the Indians could take the lead here, which would be their first lead of the game. Derek Judy right side, back out to Regan Martin into Brian Benn. Back to Regan. Three-point shot is off the mark. Went off to the left side. Might have been deflected. I don't know. And St. Henry has the ball. Here's a corner shot by Ontrop. He hits it. Carter Ontrop hits a three. That's five for him tonight, and it's 17-13. The Redskins of St. Henry back on top. Here's a three, up and good by Derek Judy. Derek's got his shooting shoes on tonight, Brian.
Yeah, that's probably the best I've seen him shoot the ball all year. So we great offensive burst there by Derek.
Here's inside Matt Berkey. It's up no good. Rebound comes down to Brian Benn. Of Fort Recovery, Berkey of St. Henry misses the shot. There's Grant Kanapke on a three. He connects! Grant Kanapke on a three-pointer, his first basket tonight. And that gives the Indians their first lead of the game at 19-17. How about that? Let's keep it. Berkey with the ball along the lane, or along the baseline, and he tries to pass it to Ontrop, and Grant Kanapke got a piece of it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to St. Henry. St. Henry, according to what they gave me, Brian, is 10-8 on the year.
Okay. I got mine from Max Prep, so yeah, they might have missed a game.
Sometimes they miss a game. 10-8 on the year. We are 13-3 coming into this game. They're better at home. Imagine that.
Yeah, six, no shocker there.
6-3 at home. Here's a ball out of bounds. Last touch by Berkey. Give credit to Clay Smith, who went after the basketball there and helped create the turnover. Berkey couldn't grab it.
Great to see Clay Smith back in there playing as well, as he was the Indian who was down earlier in the first quarter.
Here comes Grant Kanapke back in the lineup, and Derek Judy, Regan Martin will exit the game. So you got Derek Judy, Grant Kanapke, Ryan Post, Brian Benn, and Clay Spitz in the lineup for Fort Recovery. Here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service, second quarter, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Brian Benn puts it up no good. Rebound comes down to Casey Bruning of St. Henry. Over on the right side, there's a three-point shot. It's no good by Bennett Gales. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Brian Benn ends up with the basketball. Over to Derek Jeudy, who walks it across the timeline. 19-17, Indians leading by two. Coach Jim Melton playing a little chess game here as the Indians are just eating the clock up with a spread offense, and St. Henry's letting him do it.
Well, St. Henry went to that little 1-3-1 zone, and Coach Melton said, let's go four corners and hold him and make him come out.
Well, this is kind of interesting. 5 minutes to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter, and Fort Recovery is just holding the ball. And St. Henry is letting him do it. Derek Jeudy at the center circle. So Coach Jim Melton.
Right now they got to stare at each other.
Coach Melton and Coach Rosenbeck of St. Henry just looking at each other. No action here. Fort Recovery with a 19-17 lead. They might be happy to go into the lineup into the halftime with a 19-17 lead. I don't know. Who's going to flinch first? That's the question.
See, now, I was at St. John's doing this by myself with the girls' game, Rob, so you can imagine the amount of time you had to fill on the air.
K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, for outstanding service for your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. They've got the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available for you farmers. Check out the Great Plains TurboMax at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. 3:42 to go. I wish I would have marked down what the time was when we started this.
It was about 5 minutes. We've already taken a minute and a half off.
Fort Recovery just holding the ball. And St. Henry is in their zone, letting him hold the ball. Ryan Post, Derek Jeudy, Grant Kanapke, Brian Benn, and Clay Smits in the lineup for the Indians. And this is what causes some people to say there ought to be a shot clock in high school basketball.
Well, the other part of it is the defense could come out. I mean, they have not left the paint.
Oh, yeah.
Or the three-point line. So if they really wanted them not to hold the ball, they could come out and guard them. So, I mean, it's a two-way street.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it's not. Interesting strategy here by Coach Jim Melton of Fort Recovery. Indians just holding the ball with 2:47 to go, and the clock keeps ticking down. Derek Judy's had it on his hip, had the ball on his hip for the last 3 minutes.
One thing you want to get make sure you do is don't move your feet, because right now he could forget which one he moved. It could be a traveling call. And it's funny because these kids know each other so well that the St. Henry kids are kind of laughing here a little bit at the Fort Recovery kids and smiling because Ben Evers, his dad, teaches at Fort Recovery. So he knows those kids real well. So it's interesting watching their interaction with the kids, too.
So that's Brad's son, huh?
Yes.
2:11 to go in the first half. No movement by Fort Recovery, just holding the ball. We scored last to give us a 19-17 lead, and that's where she stands right now. What was the score at the end of the first quarter? 14-13, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
14-13, we were down by one at the end of the first quarter.
It's almost like a little stubbornness here a little bit, I think, because Coach Rosenbeck is kind of like, if you're going to hold it, then I'm not coming out either. So it's almost...
Indians threatening to do something here. Minute 33 to go in the half. Derek Jeudy is holding the ball.
I think they're just figuring out what play they're going to run at the end. And Ben Evers actually just heard the play they called, so he yelled over at Coach Rosenbeck so that way they know what's coming, because he'll have us well scouted. Him and Coach L are the two best coaches I've seen that will adjust to what your style is, your strengths and weaknesses, and they know every set you run. So Ben Evers yelled over what the set was, and so Rosie told him what they're going to do, and so maybe we'll have to change that up. But
K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. It's 19-17. Indians on top by two. The Indians have held the ball now for at least 4 minutes and have not moved, and neither has St. Henry. They're just sitting back in their zone, not coming out to get Fort Recovery. Now Grant Kanapke comes over to talk to Coach Jim Melton. Coach Jim Melton gives the instructions down to 33 seconds. Who's going to take the last shot, Brian? What do you think?
I'm saying we're running a set for Grant Kanapke on a little misdirection play for a three at the buzzer.
Well, the Indians are going to go into the halftime with apparently the lead, and barring something disastrous here, 19-17. Here we go. 10 seconds left in the half. Derek Jeudy back out top to Ryan Post. Back to Jeudy underneath. Lost the ball out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball with 2.7 seconds to go. Fort Recovery will get the ball with 2.7 seconds left. Here comes some subs in the lineup for St. Henry. 19-17 score. A game of chess going on here between Coach Melton and Coach Rosenbeck. Here's Jeudy tossing it in. Finds Brian Benn. He'll put the shot up, and it's no good. And that's the end of the quarter. And St. Henry feels that's a victory, that they were able to keep Fort Recovery from scoring. That would have been nice to get that ball in the hoop there.
Yeah, most definitely. It would have been to be able to score that and take that lead up to four. And, you know, hopefully the strategy won't come back and kind of bite us a little bit. Usually if you're the favorite team, you want more possessions. You don't want less. But, you know, Coach felt like if they were going to set the zone, we wanted to try to pull them out. So we'll see how it plays out.
Lindsey Green's our studio producer back at the radio station. Owen Shane and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. It's 19-17. Fort Recovery leads by two. The Indians held the ball for 5 minutes at the end of the second quarter. Did not move. I mean, Derek Jeudy literally stood in one spot all 5 minutes, and the St. Henry defense let him do it. Well, it's halftime, and the Indians are on top 19-17. We'll be back with more with the halftime scoring right after we pause for this.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. 4 choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our Future Farmers of America students during National FFA Week for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver and Brian Patch back here at the St. Henry High School, where the score is 19-17, Fort Recovery leading by two at halftime here. And Brian, I'll let you run down the scoring here.
Yeah, for the varsity of the game here, started off the first quarter, St. Henry led by one, 14-13. And in the second quarter, wasn't a lot of scoring. It was 6-5 in the way of the Indians to take a 19-17 lead. And for scoring-wise, it's Derek Jeudy with 2 threes to give him 6 points. Grant Kanapke with a 3 to give him 3 points. Ryan Post with 3 points, got a 2-pointer and a free throw. Regan Martin with a 3-pointer to give him 3 points. And Brian Benn and Clay Smith both with 2 points.
For the St. Henry Redskins, Carter Ontrop has 5, a 2 and a 3. Riley Link with 4 points, 2 twos. Also, Matt Berkey has 5 with 2 two-point goals and a free throw. Casey Bruning has 1 point on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And Ben Evers has 2 points on a two-point basket. That's the scoring for the St. Henry Redskins. We had a chance to talk with Coach Melton. And before the game tonight, we'll have that interview right after this.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work, and now is the best time to see all that the affordable new Kubota MX Series has to offer. The versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow, plus an optional spacious cab for year-round comfort. Right now, get the new Kubota MX Series for zero down and 0% APR for 60 months. Now through February 29th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more info.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at St. Henry, we have Jim Melton with us, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Coach, just talk about last weekend, first of all. Hey, a really nice weekend for you, and your defense did what you like for them to do, is hold that team down under 35 points.
Yeah, you know, Marion Local's a physical ball club. Their coach does a nice job with them. They're a defensive-minded group, and that was a grinder Friday night. And then, you know, hit the road and go down to Mississinewa Valley, and you know, they come out swinging and gave us their best shot. And, you know, we had to settle in a little bit and finally were able to take care of business there. So it was a good weekend for us.
How do you feel about the individuals last weekend? Anybody in particular rise to the top?
You know, I'm proud of all the guys. I don't really like to point out anyone in particular individual because, you know, we win as a group collectively and they all got the job done. So, you know, I'm just proud of all of them.
I should know better than to ask you that question. Again, Jim Melton is with us, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. It's the St. Henry Redskins tonight, and we have sure had trouble winning over here at St. Henry. Tonight might be the night, and tell us about the scouting report on St. Henry.
Well, they're a finesse group. They shoot a lot of threes. They have a lot of capable shooters. You know, they got some size inside as well. Coach Rosenbeck does a nice job with his program. You know, we're just looking forward to the opportunity to play again tonight. We relish the opportunity to compete on the weekends, and, you know, we look forward to this opportunity.
I won't be able to go to Lima Shawnee tomorrow, but I know Fort Recovery Radio will be there to broadcast the game for you. And so tell us about those guys.
You know, Shawnee's, they're undefeated right now going into tonight. They're 17-0. They have George Mangus, nice player that leads them amongst other young men that are very capable. So we respect, we respect everything about them. And, you know, we look forward to the challenge that lies ahead tomorrow night. But, you know, first and foremost, St. Henry's in our way right now.
Yes, they are indeed. 3-point shooters. Apparently they gun them up there.
Yes, they do. They've got the green light, and it really doesn't matter if it's the volleyball line. They'll shoot them. So, you know, we've got to defend that line tonight, and, you know, we'll stick to our game plan, and we'll see how this thing unfolds. So, you know, just very appreciative of the opportunity, and we look forward to it.
There you go, Jim Melton talking to us before the game tonight. We'll be back with the start of the second half of play coming up here in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kopp Pharmacy offers you a selection of unique gifts from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Union City, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, fall camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
Real quickly, Brian, we did win the junior varsity game 32-31 tonight, so kind of recap that for the folks.
Yeah, the first quarter went to the way of the Indians with a 9-2 first quarter score. In the second quarter, the Redskins outscored the Indians by 1-8-7, but the Indians took a 16-10 lead. In the third quarter, the Redskins outscored the Indians 10-9, but the Indians led 25-20. In the third quarter, the Redskins also, or excuse me, fourth quarter, the Indians also got outscored by 11-7, but they did win 32-31 on a last second three by Kobe Wendell. Cal Rammel added 7, Kobe 5, Daniel Patch 4, Owen Judy led the way with 12, Caleb Evers added 2, and Dylan Evers added 2 as well.
Here we are and going into the third quarter now, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, and our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms, and Fort Recovery's Derek Judy steals the ball to start the third quarter. Indians have the basketball and the turnover by St. Henry. We lead 19-17. Clay Smits pops the shot. No good. It didn't go. Rebound, Brian Benn stops, back up and in. The big guy gets the rebound, and that makes it now 21-17. Indians with their biggest lead of the game at 4 points. We only led 19-17 in the first half, and that was it. That was the halftime score. After we scored with about 5.5 minutes to go, Fort Recovery held the ball for the rest of the quarter. St. Henry let us do it. Derek Judy stood at the center circle, didn't move, and that's the halftime score, 19-17. Underneath for St. Henry, it's up and good, and a foul on Fort Recovery. It was Riley Link hitting a circus shot for St. Henry. Regan Martin picks his second personal foul up there, and Riley Link will go to the free throw line. You can see his right ankle has a bandage on it there, Brian. That's where he hurt it about a week ago. Free throw's up and good.
Yeah, he's moving pretty well, though, right now, so hopefully he's healthy, I guess.
And that makes it a one-point Fort Recovery lead, and Fort Recovery threw the ball away on the full-court press. So the pressure caused a turnover there for the Indians. St. Henry will have the basketball down on the baseline. Indians 13-3 on the year. St. Henry's 10-8. Here we go with the inbounds pass for the Redskins. Comes in on the near side with the ball there was Ben Evers. Again, that's Brad Evers' son. Back outside with the basketball is Logan Layfeld. Now here's a drive by Riley Link, and he puts it up and in again, and another foul on Fort Recovery, and Riley Link is taking us to the pit tonight.
Got a great little move using his left hand and getting to the basket, and able to draw the foul.
He now has a total of 9 points. This will be number 10 if he gets this. That's the second foul, and it's good. Second foul on Ryan Post a moment ago. That makes it now 23-21. St. Henry gets the lead back. So we didn't have it very long, and there's a whistle. What timeout? Timeout for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery calls time. We trail 23-21 with 6:41 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll return in just a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rob Weaver, Brian Patch back at St. Henry High School. There's a foul called on St. Henry as Fort Recovery puts the ball back in play. Going to call that on St. Henry's Ben Evers. That's his third foul. He goes out of the game. Bennett Gels comes back into the game for St. Henry. Fort Recovery puts the ball in play. Derek Judy, right side to Grant Kanapke, into Brian Benn. It's blocked and out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Berkey with a block there for St. Henry. Derek Judy will toss it in. Comes in to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke right side, gives to Ryan Post. Post goes over to Derek Judy at the center circle. Derek dribbling the basketball. Cooper Farms, third quarter. We trail by two, 23-21. Left side to Derek Judy. He'll pass over to Grant Kanapke. Steps aside and fires and misses. Rebound comes down to Bennett Gels of St. Henry. Here come the Redskins down the court, leading by two. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Left side it goes into the corner to Gels. Gels gets it back, passes back outside. There is Riley Link. He'll drive and miss. Rebound, knocked around. Clay Smith ends up with the basketball. Logan Layfeld had it there for a moment, but the Indians knocked it out of his hands, and we get it. Derek Judy right side. Be nice to get a basket here, Brian. We need to get this game tied back up.
Yeah, we do, or even take the lead with the three.
There's Grant Kanapke feeding into Brian Benn against Berkey. Benn dribbles, stops, feeds back outside to Ryan Post. Here's Benn going to the hole, and he's going to be fouled before the shot. Out of bounds to the Indians. Berkey gets called for the foul as Brian Benn went right around him. Once again, in the sectional basketball games we had on earlier tonight, Taylor beat Blackford in girls basketball 57-39, and Winchester beat Jay County in girls basketball at Yorktown 52-35. Here's Grant Kanapke, a three-point basket, and there's the lead back for Fort Recovery at 24-23. Grant has two threes tonight. Berkey over on the right side. With the ball in there now is Carter Ontrop. Feeds back over on the right. Here's Berkey getting the ball way outside. There's Carter Ontrop again. Feeds down low. Oh, it's up and no good and out of bounds. Who's going to get it? Fort Recovery. Thought there should have been a foul called there myself on Logan Layfeld.
That or travel.
I would have taken either one there. Indians lead 24-23. An interesting game. Again, if you tuned in late, we held the ball for 5 minutes to end the first half of play. Here's Derek Judy across the timeline, right to Grant Kanapke, and there's going to be travel called on Grant Kanapke, and Grant knew it. Indians 13-3, trying to go to 14-3 with a win here tonight. It's going to be all the way down to the end on this one, I think. Surprise, surprise.
Usually how it goes here.
Bennett Gels will toss it in for St. Henry after the traveling call. Comes in to Ben Evers. The ball's loose now, picked up. Oh, there's a foul called on St. Henry on Bennett Gels as he crashed into Ryan Post.
So Indians will have it out of bounds. I think they're calling him Breening, I believe. Not sure. So with the basketball here is Fort Recovery. Here's a shot from the outside by Ryan Post. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to the St. Henry Redskins. Breening got the rebound there. Over on the right side. Back on the left to Breening. Back on the right to Evers. St. Henry with the ball. Comes in. Dribbling the basketball. There's a collision. No call. And it's up and in by St. Henry's Logan Layfeld. Layfeld gets his first basket of the night. And the score is now at 25-24. I'm just checking to see what's causing my noise here. Derek Judy with the basketball, right side to Clay Smiths. Smiths hands off to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke way out front. Derek Judy top of the key. There's Clay Smiths with it. Clay will drive, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's called on St. Henry. That's going to be whistled on Carter Antrop. So tossing in is Derek Judy, comes into Ryan Post. Post dribbling the basketball. Out front with it. Over on the right side to Derek Judy. Judy now out front with it. Goes to the left. Feeds off in the corner to Ryan Post. Fires and hits. Ryan Post connects on a three. That makes it 27-25. And timeout's going to be called by St. Henry. Fort Recovery leading here by 2 points, 27-25. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
As the season changes to winter, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance, the right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
27-25, the Fort Recovery Indians with a lead here, a two-point lead. As we have St. Henry with the basketball now. Put it in play. Right side it goes, now down low. There's the baseline pass, now over to Antrop, firing and missing. Rebound comes down, it's going to be given to Fort Recovery, out of bounds off of St. Henry. We're in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Don't forget, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery offers a wonderful nutrition program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. That's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, and what's the call there?
Foul, and Ryan Post got an and one and has a chance to go to the free throw line and himself another point here.
So Ryan Post goes to the free throw line. He gets the basket to make it 29-25. Indians up by 4 points now. Ryan Post with a total of 8 points on the night so far. This would give him 9 if he can hit this free throw here. Don't forget, if you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, they'd like to buy it. Oh, the free throw's in and out, no good. Just give Cooper Farms a call to sell your corn. They'd be happy to talk to you about it. Right side by Evers. Or I'm sorry, that's not Evers, but that's That was Bennett Gales who missed the shot, and St. Henry ends up with the rebound. Here's a drive, passing back outside. With the ball there is Logan Layfeld. Back over to Bennett Gales. Gales will pass off to Riley Link. Back around on the other side. In it goes. The shot's up and no good by Layfeld. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Layfeld had the ball right inside, Brian, right where he wanted it.
Yeah, he was about 2 feet away and missed a point-blank shot for us. So
Derek Judy with the basketball now. On the left side it goes to Ryan Post. Back out to Judy at the center circle. Back to Ryan Post. Post will dribble down to the right, comes back to the left, puts the shot up and no good. Rebounds out of bounds. It's going to be a foul called on St. Henry, I think. Nope, on Fort Recovery. Rebound, a foul on the rebound on Fort Recovery.
Gavin Toby going to the glass, but got called for an over-the-back call.
Once again, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. St. Henry with the basketball. Here's a pass up to Brenning. Now on the left side, Layfeld back outside to Evers. Evers will dribble around Clay Smits, pop the shot, and hit it. Ben Evers connects on a 15-foot shot, giving him 4 points on the night. And that makes it a 29-27 Fort Recovery lead. Indians on top here with a minute to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Derek Judy goes left, comes back to the right. Feeds on the baseline to Clay Smits. It's up and no good. Actually, it's Gavin Toby up and no good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry. Getting the ball is Riley Link. Link coming down, feeds over to Evers on the right. He misses the three-point shot. Rebound Fort Recovery. Down to Ryan Post. Underneath, and a foul is called on St. Henry. Foul on St. Henry. So going to the free throw line here. Casey Brenning with the foul. Ryan Post goes to the free throw line for the Indians. He missed his last one up there a moment ago. And this one is no good. He'll have one more. Cale Rammel coming in for the Indians, and Gavin Toby will leave. Ryan Post at the free throw line could make our lead 3 points here if he hits it. Dribbles the ball, puts it up, and it is good. Got 1 of 2. That's better than 0 of 2. And it's 30-27. Indians now lead by 3 over the St. Henry Redskins here in the third quarter. Down to 30 seconds to go. Here's a long pass. St. Henry threw it away. Berkey couldn't save it. He threw it back in bounds right into the hands of Clay Smits. And here come the Indians. Derek Judy across the timeline. Judy dribbling top of the key. Goes back to the right. Oh, what a shot up and no good. And they're going to call a foul on Berkey of St. Henry. What a shot by... I wish I had that on video. My goodness.
The only bad thing about that shot is he took it with 11.6 seconds instead of getting the last second shot. Now St. Henry has a chance to come back and score.
I think that was what Coach was unhappy about. Coach Melton.
He was pointing to his head and pointing to the clock at Derek.
Derek Judy hits the first free throw. That gives him 7 points on the night now. He'll have one more. I'm Rob Weaver with Brian Patch. We're coming to you from St. Henry. Great high school game going on here. It's up and no good, in and out. 31-27, Indians by 4. St. Henry brings it up the court. Uh-oh, there's Link with the ball. He'll pass over on the right side. Evers open from 3. He got it. Brad Evers connects from 3, making it 31-30. Indians still lead, but only by 1 now, 31-30. Brad Evers, a 3-pointer. I should say, not Brad, that's
Ben.
His dad.
Yeah, Ben.
But Ben Evers with a 3, giving him 7 points to make it 31-30. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. Another quarter to go. Hang in there. We've got a great finish coming right after this.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy.
Rob Weaver, Brian Batch back here at, again, St. Henry High School, where the score is 31-30 Indians with a one-point lead. Kind of recap the game, Brian.
Well, first quarter, it was up and down, and the Redskins led 14-13. In the second quarter, the Indians held the ball for 5 of the 8 minutes at half court. St. Henry set in a 1-3-1 zone and never came from the circle. And so this last quarter went to the way of the Redskins, and we're fortunate enough, I think, to be leading by one. So
got outscored by only 1 point there in that third quarter of play.
But that last possession, though, was a difference of a two-point swing by us shooting the ball early and giving St. Henry a chance to have a three at the end, though.
Right side, Derek Judy with the ball. He'll bring it back out top at the center circle. Derek Judy was the lucky guy who got to hold the ball for 5 minutes of that second quarter. Here's Judy going in and scoring. Derek Judy, a nice floating shot. Boy, he's shown us some great moves tonight.
Yeah, he's definitely brought his offensive game tonight, which hasn't really looked to score as he's tried to set his teammates up more throughout the year, but tonight he's getting his own.
33-30, Indians by three after Derek Judy hits the shot. Inside, Layfeld, back outside, it goes to Ontrop. Here's Ben Evers, over on the right side it goes to Layfeld again. Feed back outside to Berkey. Berkey drives down low, over the top of Brian Benn, and scores. Big guy, Matt Berkey, gets his 7th point of the game. As it's 33-32, Indians lead by one with the ball. Derek Judy holding the ball out, not by the timeline. Dribbles to his left, comes back to the right side, goes and hands the ball off to Clay Smits, now to Grant Konapke. Konapke back to Derek Judy. Here's Clay Smits, back to Konapke. No shot there, back to Derek Judy. Judy rolls to the right, comes down low, back outside to Clay Smits. Cross-court pass to Regan Martin. Martin baseline, back outside to Smits, pops a three, yes! Clay Smits on a three to make it 36-32. Indians lead by four. How about that one?
Yeah, great pass by Regan Martin to find him on a skip pass cross court.
36-32. St. Henry with the ball. Layfeld in the lane. Passes back outside to Link. He'll drive and miss. And a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery's Brian Benn, I think. Let's see who they say it is.
Derek Judy with a forearm on the drive.
So Judy picks up a foul. That's his second personal foul. At the free throw line, Riley Link, and he hits the first one. He is an excellent shooter. According to Coach Melton, he's the big gun for them. He's got 11 points now. This one's up, and it is no good. Missed it. Rebound, Clay Smits. Smits over to Derek Judy. Judy back to Clay. Up to Regan Martin, back to Derek Judy. Judy in the forecourt on the left side to Regan Martin. Back to Judy now. Derek comes out to the timeline, feeds back to Regan Martin on the left, underneath to Brian Benn, who was wide open and scores. Give Regan Martin the assist, and Brian Benn, his second basket of the night. Actually, his third basket of the night. Here's a steal by Fort Recovery, and Derek Judy scores. Derek Judy having what a game. 11 points for him now. St. Henry almost threw it away. They trail 40-33. That is our biggest lead of the game, Mr. Patch. And there's a timeout called by St. Henry. St. Henry calls time. The score, it's Fort Recovery with 5:02 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery 40 and the St. Henry Redskins 33. We'll be back here in just a moment from St. Henry High School.
to operate worry-free on terrain where other machines just won't cut it? Kubota SVL Series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs that require extra traction and stability. They're highly maneuverable, have best-in-class bucket breakout force, and a large assortment of available attachments. Right now, take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 48 months on a Kubota SVL track loader. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at St. Henry. Actually, the gym, I think, is at the middle school, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So where is the high school? Is it attached? Or?
Yeah, the high school gym is right through the commons and kind of off to the side, going out that direction to the north of the building.
40-33, Indians on top by 7 points here. And things looking pretty good for us right now. .502 left to go in the basketball game, and here's St. Henry tossing it in. Comes inbounds to the Redskins. Getting the ball there was Bennett Gels, and there's a foul called on Grant Kanapke.
A little touch foul on Grant as he was trying to face guard Ben Evers from getting the ball.
So we have the basketball tossed in here for St. Henry. Ben Evers with it at the center circle on the left side to Riley Link. He'll feed off to Ontrop, goes to the opposite side. There's a collision, but no call. Driving in and scoring is Bennett Gels. His first basket of the evening for Gels. And it's 40-35 now, Fort Recovery. Leading by five with the basketball. 4:27 remaining here in the basketball game. Right side to Ryan Post. There in the corner is Gavin Toby. Back outside it goes to Derek Judy. And we have a timeout called by Jim Melton, I think. I don't know, timeout or not. Nope, no timeout. I don't know what that was all about. Well, let's see here. What's going on now? I guess we do have a timeout now. Timeout on the court. The score is Fort Recovery 40, St. Henry 35. 4:12 to go in the game. We'll be back.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with special Tuesday events. Discounted lipid panel blood test starting at 8 a.m. on February 4th, 11th, and 25th. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Appointments are required, so call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 419-375-2092 to register. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Indians have the basketball now. Here's Grant Kanapke out top. He'll pass to Ben inside, Brian Ben, and he's going to be called for traveling. Oh, that should have been at least a jump ball.
Yeah, Brian actually had Clay Schmitz on the backside. If he just would have caught it and dumped it off to Clay, he could have had a layup right there, too.
So turnover on the Indians. Here in the fourth quarter, we have 3:58 to go in the game, 40-35. I'm Rob Weaver with Brian Patch. Again, Lindsey Green, our studio producer back in Portland at the radio station. And Owen Shane and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Outside, Berkey with it. Over on the left it goes. Back to Berkey. Free throw line jumper missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound Gavin Toby of Fort Recovery. Ryan Post gets it from Toby. Now back over to Derek Judy. Indians up by 5 points here. Here's Judy driving, feeding to Ryan Post on the left wing. Back out to Derek Judy again. Derek's just played a wonderful game tonight. Judy drives to the left, in, and puts it up. Oh, missed that one. Rebound comes to Clay Smith. Give Gavin Toby credit for knocking that away. Here's the ball knocked away. Should have been a foul on Berkey. No call. And Indians keep the ball, though. Grant Kanapke out front. St. Henry ranking up, cranking up the defense here. As we're down to 2:53 to go in the game, and Fort Recovery leads by five. This will be a huge basket here. Clay Smith's on the left, looking for a teammate, dribbles it back out top, stops, fires, and he misses. Rebound, Gavin Toby puts it back to Clay Smith, who puts it in. Give Gavin Toby the assists, and Clay Smith the basket, a seven-point lead. Here's a shot from the left side, no good, out of bounds off of Fort Recovery.
Great effort by Gavin Toby that last two possessions for the Indians there, getting a tip and then getting an offensive rebound and assist to Clay Smith.
2:27 left to go here in the basketball game. What a thriller. 42-35, Indians on top by seven. Right side jumper by Ben Evers. He missed it. Rebound, Derek Judy. Judy brings it down across the timeline. Goes all the way in, puts it up, missed it. And a foul's going to be called on St. Henry. They're going to whistle that one, it looks like, on Carter Ontrop of St. Henry. No, it's on Riley Link. Riley Link picks up his first personal foul. So stepping to the free throw line, Derek Judy. What a game he's had tonight. First one's up and no good off the rim. Rattled around and out of there. He is one out of three from the line tonight. Let's make it two out of four here, Derek. Come on. Derek Judy bounces the ball, lets it fly, and it is good. Judy connects on one out of two. He's only a junior for the Indians. Most of these guys are. It's a very young team. Left side, here's a drive by Riley Link. He missed the shot, but he's fouled on the play by Ryan Post. Post calls for the foul. And so it'll be out of bounds. Nope, it'll be at the free throw line for Riley Link as he gets two shots. He has a bunch of points tonight. 11 now. This will be a chance for him to go to 13. First one's good. He is a 4 out of 5 at the line tonight so far. Ryan Post will leave the game. Gavin Toby will leave the game. Regan Martin comes back in. One more for Riley Link. He puts it up and good again. He got them both. That makes the score 43-37. Brian Benn gives over to Clay Smith. Smith looks up the court. There's Derek Judy with the ball now. Judy passes back outside to Regan Martin, and we have a timeout called by Fort Recovery. Timeout Fort Recovery. The score here on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. The Indians 43, Redskins 37. A minute 59 to go. We'll be back in a moment.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday, the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, ball camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts, all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how, March 9th through the 13th.
And we're back at St. Henry High School with a minute 59 to go. 43-37, Indians with a six-point lead. Interesting game indeed. Coach Jim Melton chose to hold the ball for 5 minutes in the first half. St. Henry let us do it, and he just ran down the clock at the end of the second quarter. And we missed a shot at the end of the second quarter, and the St. Henry fans thought that was a victory for them since we had held the ball all that time and didn't score. Clay Smith tosses it in to Derek Judy. Judy in the backcourt. Brilliant game by the junior Derek Judy. Judy being guarded by Ben Evers. St. Henry in a man-for-man defense here now. Back outside it goes, and there's a foul called on, I think, Evers. Yes, Ben Evers gets called for the foul.
And that's four on Ben. So starting point guard has four fouls. That could be coming big down the road here in a minute 44.
We are in the one-and-one situation. Regan Martin will go to the free throw line. Regan has 3 points on the night on a three-point shot. We could use two more here, Regan. He got the first one. One more coming for Regan Martin. We won the B game tonight, 32-31 on a shot in the last 10 seconds. This one's no good. Rebound comes to Clay Smits, and there's going to be a jump ball called on the play. Goes to St. Henry on the jump ball. 1:43 left in the game. Regan Martin will come out, and Ryan Post goes back in for the Indians. For recovery, continues up the pressure, Brian, pressing full court here.
You have to take some time off the clock as well. So
there's a drive to the hole. It's up and good by Riley Link. And a foul is called on Fort Recovery.
And that's the other bad part of it, too. It puts them in attack mode right away from the start versus maybe playing a little more soft defense, full court, and maybe making them run a little more offense. But the trade-off.
St. Henry 10-8 on the year. Fort Recovery is at 13-3. Stepping to the line is Riley Link. It's up and it's good. He now has 14 points on the night, I think.
16 is what scoreboard has it for.
16 points on the night. Ball's tapped away from Derek Judy, and he's fouled on the play. I think they're going to call the foul. Let's see who they do call it on. I think it's going to be on Bennett Gales. Yes, it is. Bennett Gales picks up the foul. That'll send Derek Judy to the free throw line. He will have 1-1. The next one will be in the super bonus, the double bonus. So at the free throw line goes Derek Judy. They want Berkey to come back in for St. Henry, but they're not going to let him come in at this point here.
Well, it was supposed to have been two-shot foul, and they had 19 fouls on the board, so they brought him in.
Okay.
And then they realized there's two shots, so they made him set and wait as the other guys already checked in.
So Derek Judy hits the free throw. That makes it 45-40. We lead by five and now by six. He got them both. Way to go, Derek. And Derek Judy has a total of 14 points on the night. Brilliant night for Derek. Here's Riley Link on the left. He'll pass back out to Ben Evers. Over to Antrop, who drives underneath. Now he'll try to feed it off, and it's stolen by Derek Judy. Down he comes, puts it up, and no good. Back up, and no good. Rebound, Ryan Post, no good. Rebound, St. Henry. Ben Evers got the rebound. A minute six to go. A six-point game. Here's a drive inside. It's no good. Rebound comes down as Gales misses the shot. Gavin Toby got the rebound. Indians have the ball. Here's Derek Judy. They're going to put all the pressure on they can here, and there is a foul called. No timeout. Timeout, Jim Melton. Timeout, Indians. 48 seconds left to go, folks. We're that close to a win here at St. Henry. 46-40, Fort Recovery on top with the ball.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
And, of course, you'll find Pack-A-Sack in Fort Recovery. Stop by the friendly Pack-A-Sack store there. Indians have the ball. Regan Martin gives to Brian Benn, and there's a foul called on St. Henry. It's on Gales. Once again, Bennett Gales gets called for the foul. And that's it. He's gone. Bennett Gales has fouled out with 45 seconds to go. At the line is Regan Martin. He was perfect a moment ago. This is up there and, oh, no good. Missed that one. He'll have one more. I guess Regan was one of two a moment ago, so he's got to hit this one to get one of two this time, and it's up and no good again off the back of the rim. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gavin Kobe. Redskins have the ball. This baby's not over yet. 46-40 with 43.8 seconds to go, and St. Henry has the ball, trailing by six.
I feel good about it, though, Rob.
I'm glad you do. I'm a little nervous myself. Berkey on the left. There's Riley Link. He misses the three-point shot. Rebound comes down to Berkey. Tipped away, and Derek Judy got it, and Berkey fouls Judy. So Judy will be at the free throw line with two shots. Well, we're definitely in the driver's seat here if we can just hit our free throws. That's what we need to do here.
That's kind of been our Achilles heel a little bit throughout the year.
Hit the free throws, and let's nail this win down here.
Definitely make it less stressful.
Derek Judy bounces the ball, puts it up, and it is good. That's what we like to see. One more makes it 47-40. This will be 48-40 with 27 seconds to go, and I feel real good after that.
He's got 9 points in the second half, does Derek Judy.
This is up and good again. Man, what a game for Derek. He gets the game ball in my mind. Got both free throws. It's an 8-point game, 48-40. Here's Riley Link over on the left to Ben Evers. 3-point shots, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry, and a foul's on Clay Smits as he commits the foul on Andrew Lange, who came in the game. It's been only one time in the last 20 years that we've won over here at St. Henry, and it's going to be a win tonight.
Definitely a big game for the Indians here. Played well tonight.
One more for Lange. He's up and no good. Rebound comes to Clay Smits, and a foul's on St. Henry, and Clay's going to go to the free throw line for two shots. 48-40 the score. 14.5 seconds to go. Clay Smits will step up there to put a couple more points on the board. It's up, and it is no good off the rim. Hey, you've got an exciting day tomorrow. We're not able to cover either game, but you're going to have two games on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow.
Should be great games for the girls at Tri-Village and for the boys at Lima Shawnee.
Lima Shawnee is undefeated on the year, and I think Tri-Village maybe lost one.
Yes, I believe so.
Clay Smits hits the free throw, the second free throw. 49-40. St. Henry misses the ball, and that's going to wrap it up. Fort Recovery is going to be your winner. It's 49-40. Indians winning tonight over the St. Henry Redskins. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back to wrap it up here in just a moment.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Back here at St. Henry, the final score, 49-40. The Fort Recovery Indians defeat the St. Henry Redskins, a rarity at St. Henry. Again, we, according to Bob Stogler, we've only won one time here at St. Henry in the last 20 years. And this is another one to tack on the W column. And congratulations to the Indians.
Yeah, the Indians came in here and played well. Definitely a tough place to play. We've struggled here to kind of play, and we've had some good teams come over here and get beat. But we definitely came out here and made a statement, I think, tonight.
Absolutely. Give us the scoring.
Yeah, for the Indians, we were led by Derek Judy with 16 points. Great game by that young man. Clay Schmitz added 8. Ryan Post added 9. Grant Kanapke and Brian Benn with 6. And Regan Martin with 4.
For St. Henry, they were led by Riley Link with 16. 7 for Matt Berkey and Ben Evers. 5 for Carter Untrup. 2 points for Logan Layfeld and Ben Agels. And 1 for Casey Brenning. Again, 49-40, Indians win. We trailed 14-13 at the first quarter, led at halftime 19-17, led after 3, 31-30, and pulled away at the end to win 49-40. In the B game, that was also a win for Fort Recovery tonight. Double win for us this evening.
Yeah, that's definitely a good start to the weekend, and hopefully we can continue tomorrow. For the JV team, Owen Judy led us with 12 points. Kel Ramo added 7. Kobe Wendell, 5. Daniel Patch, 4. Caleb Evers and Dylan Evers both added 2 points apiece. And that score was 32-31 Fort Recovery as Kobe Wendell hit a 3 with about 10 seconds left to put us up.
And in the we had a couple of girls sectional games earlier tonight. It was Blackford losing to Taylor at Eastbrook 57-39, and Winchester beat our Jay County Patriots 52-35. So the year is over for Blackford and Jay County, as this is sectional week in Indiana for girls basketball. And the tourney draw is going to be this Sunday for the boys, so we'll know our fate. I think the Indians probably going to be the number one seed, I would think, in the district.
Could be. It'll be interesting just because of some teams that beat us head-to-heads. But we do have a better record. But it just kind of depends on the coaches and how they look at it. Do they look at head-to-head? Do they look at overall record? Just kind of, and there's no really set criteria. It can be however you kind of feel. So, you know, it's definitely going to be interesting.
Waiting on Coach Melton. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our Future Farmers of America students during National FFA Week for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work, and now is the best time to see all that the affordable new Kubota MX Series has to offer. The versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow, plus an optional spacious cab for year-round comfort. Right now, get the new Kubota MX Series for zero down and 0% APR for 60 months. Now through February 29th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more info.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at St. Henry, the Indians beat the Redskins tonight, 49-40. Jim Melton joins us. Congratulations. What a sweet win.
Thanks. You know, this was a nice win for the guys. They worked hard all week in our prep, and, you know, we got off to a little bit of a sluggish start, but once they settled down, I think the nerves settled down. You know, they were dialed in at that point.
Absolutely, and I think that 9-point lead is the biggest lead you had all night. It was a pretty tough, pretty intense game for most of the game tonight.
Yeah, and it could have been by more if we could make some free throws.
You know, we missed a few there at the end, yes.
Yeah, 10 for 18, you know, that's we're better than that as a team. So, but, you know, I'm proud of Derek Judy and, you know, all the guys for that fact, you know, all of them. They've, you know, just done a great job at executing the game plan, and I'm just so proud of them. They deserve this. They've worked really, really hard for this one.
Well, obviously they have, and it was a sweet win tonight. It's not easy to beat St. Henry over here, as we know, as we've talked about. We've only won once over here in the last 20 years, so this is a very special win tonight. Again, if you just tuned in, folks, 49-40, Indians beat the Redskins here this evening. And Derek Jeudy was just magnificent in running the team and made some great shots for you, too.
He's really coming into his own as a point guard and being the floor general. You know, I've been, you know, fortunate enough to coach a lot of really good point guards, and I've been trying to mentor him along, valuing the ball, being the floor general, getting us organized, getting us into what we want to get in, so we can be efficient offensively. And you know, it's been a process for him, but he's really came a long way, and it's been really a pleasure to watch him mature as a point guard, and you know, not only that, but just as a great human being. He's a phenomenal young man, and you know, I all of them are, really. I mean, Clay Schmitz had some big boards, and Brian Benn, you know, went toe to toe with their big, and Berkey, and you know, they were banging, and I could go on and on. You know, Grant Kanapke hit a few big ones, Regan Martin hit one, and you know, Rhino come in and hit one, and Cale Ramel come in and did his job and with it within his role. And you know, I mean, our scout team, I don't want to leave those guys out all week preparing us. And you know, it's a full team win. So, you know, all the way from our managers, our trainer, you know, our administration, you know, I'm proud of everyone.
Yeah, Ryan Post, he had 9 for you tonight. That's probably his best of the year.
Well, I think he had 15 last Saturday night at Missinawa Valley. He came in and gave us a super spark off the bench. Rhino knows his role. He knows what he's not going to do what he's not capable of, and he's really good at what he can do. So, you know, Rhino does a really good job for us. He's a great young man.
Well, and what's obvious, the kids, you've got them doing what you would like for them to do out there. They look to you for direction. You give it to them, and they get the job done.
Yeah, I'm super proud of them. It's a great group of kids. I'm just blessed and honored for the opportunity to be here at Full Recovery.
I can't let you get away without asking you about the end of the second quarter. Little chess game going on there between you and Coach Rosenbeck there.
Well, we were up 19-17, and they wanted to play that clogged in 1-3-1. I mean, we're up 2. I'm okay with going to the half 19-17 and settling in, and then, you know, making some X's and O's and adjustments to what they were going to do there. So, you know, I just felt like that, you know, I'm not afraid to put the ball on the hip if we have to. They couldn't match us, obviously, or he wouldn't have been in that, or he would have just scrambled back out and matched up. So, you know, we were starting to do some things and take advantage of some matchups, and we seen some things we could, you know, utilize, and that was an advantage for us. And, you know, he probably didn't feel very good about playing man at that point, but you know, they were able to go in at halftime, credit to he and his staff, and make some adjustments, and they were able, you know, they come back out and played some man. So and then they trapped us and tried to press us a little bit, and you know, then we pressed them a little bit, and you know, one of my assistants was keeping track of turnovers. I think he said we only had 6 turnovers. We had 2 right out the gate, and then we settled in. So.
Wow, 6 for the game.
That's what I believe. If he's correct, he might be off 1 or 2. But, you know, we're only averaging 10 on the season. So
that's amazing.
That's pretty good.
That is very good, very good. Well, tomorrow night, you go to Lima to take on Lima Shawnee, and undefeated 17-0, I think they were coming into tonight. So you go from one hostile environment to another.
Yeah, we're used to it. I mean, you know, the MAC prepares us for games like tomorrow night. Shawnee's a nice, you know, they got a nice team up there. You know, George Mangus is a nice player. They got a Berkey boy up there as well, and a Vermillion. I mean, they've got some nice players. It's going to be a tall challenge. We are going to have to be extremely disciplined and dialed in, you know, and just, you know, execute our game plan, and you know, we'll just see what happens.
Well, good luck tomorrow night, sir.
Thank you.
Been a great Friday night.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Yep, you too. Again, Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians come away with a 49-40 victory over St. Henry tonight at St. Henry. Again, as we have said, a rarity for this Indian ball club over the years. Once again, real quickly, for Fort Recovery, Derek Jeudy was 16. Ryan Post had 9. 8 for Clay Smith. 6 apiece for Grant Kanapke and Brian Benn. And 4 for Regan Martin. Again, St. Henry was led by Ryan Riley Link with 16, 7 apiece for Ben Evers and Matt Berkey. In the junior varsity game, Fort Recovery won that one 32-31. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Owen Judy with 12, 7 for Cale Rammel, 5 for Kobe Wendell. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks so much for listening in. The final score, Fort Recovery beats St. Henry here at St. Henry tonight, 49-40. Good night, everybody. For Brian Patch, for Coach Melton, I'm Rob Weaver, wishing you a great weekend.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.